You know, it seems to me that it should be something that the legislature takes up and votes on, let people speak their piece, make their vote. And if nothing else, I think some other states have put it on a ballot initiative, and perhaps that should be the path forward. But again, trying not to be too political, it's almost impossible to talk about this without getting into the politics at some level. But if you strictly look at the economic impact, it would be significant in our community.
I'm Christina Janney with the Hays Post and Eagle Radio, and I'm speaking with Doug Williams of Grow Hays about the potential economic impact of Medicaid expansion in Ellis County on this episode of the Hays Post podcast.
You know, I've talked about this before on different occasions, trying to put the political aspects of Medicaid expansion aside, which is really difficult to do. If you just look at the economic aspect of it, and in particular how it affects Ellis County, the benefits are significant. You know, Ellis County is primarily a white-collar worker county. Our largest employer is Hays Medical Center. The next largest is Fort Hays State University, and then the third largest is USD 489. So we have primarily a white-collar workforce, but with the largest employer being Hays Medical Center, and with our Hays being a regional trade center where people come to shop and also receive health care, Medicaid expansion is a significant deal. And then there's been different numbers thrown around as to the impact it would have to our local economy, but somewhere between $6 and $12 million a year, if you take into effect the amount the hospital would receive, some dollars for First Care Clinic, DSNWK would benefit from that. So it would be a significant economic impact to our local economy, much less the other benefits that could come from it.
Well, some of the things that the governor talked about yesterday was the number of Hays Med is not a critical access hospital that I'm aware. But there are other critical access hospitals in Northwest Kansas, and many of those have been under threat to close or on critical threat to close, according to the governor yesterday. So it's not just a Hays or Ellis County impact issue. It's really a Northwest Kansas and really all the state of Kansas issue, especially for rural areas.
Absolutely. I would agree with the opponents of Medicaid expansion that this is not the cure-all. And I think the governor even mentioned that yesterday, that this one move would not solve all the problems of rural health care. They are many. But it would make a significant contribution towards helping that. And I was, I believe, something like 100 out of the 119 rural hospitals in Kansas lost money last year. That's a significant crisis. And when you consider that many of those hospitals are county hospitals funded through a county mill levy, and we hear lots of groans and moans about property taxes. Well, if they're losing money, they have really very little option but to levy at more mills in their mill levy for property taxes to cover their costs. And that becomes a significant increase in a burden on the taxpayers. So there are a lot of impacts in a lot of different ways across the state of Kansas, but in rural health care, we have a real situation, and this would help.
Well, I know something else that the governor talked about yesterday was workforce, and all of the states around Kansas have expanded Medicaid, and according to her, that we're losing healthcare professionals to other states because of the reimbursement levels that they can get. I mean, do you see this as a workforce issue as well?
I do, in a couple of different ways. As she noted, healthcare providers may choose to go elsewhere because the reimbursement levels are better. They can make more money or at least be paid for what they do. But also, we could be losing workers who choose to go someplace where they can actually have healthcare coverage as opposed to in Kansas where they cannot. You know, Medicaid expansion has been characterized as a program for the working poor. They make too much to qualify for Medicaid, but they don't make enough to pay regular insurance premiums. So they're caught in that middle. And so workforce becomes it kind of a two-edged sword. We're losing healthcare providers, but we also could be losing entry-level workers because they want to go someplace where they have healthcare coverage. And, you know, people people want to get health care. People are not, you know, I happen to believe that most people are want to do the right thing. They want to pay their medical bills and that kind of thing. But many times they just can't, you know, they just are not in a financial position to do so. And that's where Medicaid expansion comes in and helps. But certainly from an economic standpoint, expansion could help our workforce issues somewhat, and certainly could help the survival of rural hospitals, contribute towards the survival.
On that same vein, you know, some of the mom and pop stores that we see on Main Street in Hayes or anywhere else in Northwest Kansas, they just don't have the economic power to be able to offer health care to their employees, or even sometimes to get it for themselves. So how does that factor into the mix?
Well, and that's a great point. I mean, the small businesses, they struggle day to day to make it anyway. And so when you add the burden of providing health care for their employees, or as you noted themselves, it becomes economically not feasible. You know, health care costs have skyrocketed. And so they are faced with the situation where they have to make choices. Do I pay my rent and my light bill, or do I provide health care for my employees and myself? And as always, the health care is going to lose out, and then people go without. Then the primary way they get health care is they go to the emergency room, because that's their only option. The least cost-effective way to deliver health care, they don't do preventative things. So again, that all goes back to the workforce where they, if they're sick or not healthy or have financial burdens, it just has a negative impact on their willingness to work and their ability to work and live a life without a lot of anxiety and those type of things.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to take Doug and I's word for it. You can address your legislators directly. There is a legislative coffee at the Hayes Public Library at 8:30 tomorrow. And I believe all our local legislators will be there, and you can ask them questions about it. The governor urged, you know, people to go out and talk to their legislators about this issue, why they support it and why they don't, or if they don't support it, why. So, I would urge people to go ask them.
Well, absolutely. And I get there's two sides to every story. And I've heard the other, you know, the opponents of Medicaid expansion, they talk about, you know, furthering the welfare state and the federal spending being out of control and that type of thing, which I understand. But if you just look at it on a local basis and from an economic standpoint, it would be very beneficial to the citizens of Ellis County. Furthermore, it's frustrating, I think, when you hear things like 70 to 80% of Kansans would favor it, but because of political means, they choose not to even get it to the floor to vote on. You know, it seems to me that it should be something that the legislature takes up and votes on, let people speak their piece, make their vote. And if nothing else, I think some other states have put it on a ballot initiative, and perhaps that should be the path forward. But again, trying not to be too political, it's almost impossible to talk about this without getting into the politics at some level. But if you strictly look at the economic impact, it would be significant in our community. I think Governor Kelly said yesterday a couple hundred jobs, potentially healthcare-related jobs, in Ellis County could result from Medicaid expansion. So you start thinking about the economic impact of that, and it's significant for our community.
And those are pretty good-paying jobs, too.
In most cases, they are.
Yeah,
definitely.
People coming here with families, potentially,
right.
too.
Right.
Eddie Herman, during that, right before the governor talked, also endorsed Medicaid expansion. The city has. I believe the county has also passed resolutions in favor of it. So, but again, go out and talk to your legislators tomorrow and see where they stand on it. And we'll just get a community dialogue going.
Absolutely. I think that's where it has to start, you know, at the legislative level. As Governor Kelly noted yesterday, I think it was 2013 or sometime that the House and Senate had passed it. And then the then Governor Brownback vetoed it. And it's kind of been languishing ever since and not able to get out of committee onto the floor for an actual vote. That's unfortunate. But I think if people continue to bring it forward and talk to their legislators and listen to both sides. You know, as I said, I have people that contact me all the time and say that this is not good. And they send me information with the plethora of articles about why it's bad. And I can show you a plethora of articles as to why it's good. But I think people should educate themselves on the issues. But from our standpoint as an economic development organization, we recognize that it would be significantly beneficial to Ellis County to pass Medicaid expansion. And at the end of the day, it's kind of an IQ test. We can continue to pay our federal taxes, which go to the states that have passed it, or we can pass it ourselves and benefit from some of the taxes that we send into the federal government that could come back to Kansas.